MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation is sliding into the seat next to me as we talk about all things Mac. And all things Mac, soon on the horizon is a Lion.
Growl.
Mm-hmm. The newest operating system, following Apple's penchant for naming them after big cats that can eat you, Lion.
Yeah, they somebody in there likes their lions. They like their cats. It's they're cat people, if you will. We were joking about it the other day. I mean, we're sort of out of cats at this point. I think the next one is maybe Siberian tiger, but that's a little hard to put in a box.
Yeah, that is going to be a challenge for them. I wonder what they will come up with. Maybe it's time to change everything up. But tell me about Lion. What's the big deal about Lion?
Lion's the new OS, and it's borrowing heavily from iOS, the operating system for the iPod Touch, iPhone, iPad, so on and so forth.
It's borrowing heavily from that. It wasn't for the longest time our mobile devices borrowing heavily from our desktop.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. But they've figured out after a long period of use and after 2 years essentially of iPad use and iPhone use that for 90% of people, the way to use a machine is very simple. They want to select that app and then this app over here. They don't need file systems and menu bars and task bars all over the place. When you're doing something, that's what you're doing. You don't want to do nine other things. So full screen apps are now the big deal. If you're working on iPhoto, you can get rid of the toolbar and the taskbar and the dock and just make iPhoto all that's on your screen.
So it's a big step forward going backwards.
Yes. It's a lateral diagonal move.
So the user interface experience is going to be, they are going to be basically pulling clutter away and trying to make it just more simple and just task centric to the app that you happen to be in.
Yeah.
What about the person that does multitask? What about the person that wants the web browser, their accounting software, their email software, and their spreadsheet open all at the same time, like Steve?
For instance, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm one of those people. On my laptop, you may be familiar with a feature called Spaces.
Mm-hmm. I use it all the time.
Yeah, four virtual monitors open on a single screen. Mm-hmm. What the really benefit of Lion is, you may have noticed every time you shut down your computer and turn it back on again, you've got to reset all your spaces. You've got to put everything back where you want. With Lion, it'll remember where everything was. So if you shut down your machine, it all comes back to where it was.
What I don't like, and maybe it's something that I don't know about Spaces, but I don't like the fact that I can't temporarily move one application in without quitting and reopening it.
You can too.
How do you do it?
You click on the tool. You click on the top bar. Mm-hmm. Put the hold the command key and then hit over, and it moves it to whichever space you like.
Oh, see, I should have known that. Mm-hmm. I don't spend enough time. The key with any Mac is hit the command key just to see what happens.
Oh yeah,
because wild stuff always happens when you hit the command key. So Lion is going to be a simplified interface. Mm-hmm. Borrowing from iOS. What else? What are the other key features?
The rest of it, of course, is you're now going to have a backup partition automatically installed on your hard drive, which is nice.
Okay.
So if you ever have a crash or a system failure or the hard drive just acting a little goofy, you can boot to essentially a backup disk, a little physical disk that's already mounted on your drive. You don't need to bring it with you. So you can do any repairs, any system utility repairs right from the disk. Say if you're a laptop in the middle of nowhere, you still have the tools. But the very fun deal, the really interesting part, is no disk. It's a complete app download. They are not shipping physical disks for Lion.
Wow. So it'll just be available from the App Store.
For $29.99.
Oh, it's going to be that cheap.
Oh, yeah. It's the same price as Snow Leopard.
Now, does it include iLife with it anymore? Or
no, it's simply the iOS.
It's just the operating system. So now they're separating iLife from the operating system for the first time, really.
They're making it very app-based. So, because you can get all the iLife and iWork programs individually now. You don't have to buy the suite.
Yeah.
And now they're making the OS the same thing.
Okay.
The only stipulation, of course, being you have to be on Snow Leopard to get Lion.
Now, what about people who are doing the cross-platform stuff still, where they are still booting up and using their Mac for some Windows work and for some Mac work? Is there going to be any changes with it as far as that goes?
No, that to me has seemed almost identical to how it always was, be using Parallels or Bootcamp.
Okay, so that's it. And of course, another big part of it, well, the same time as it's released, is iCloud coming up. But it's not part of the operating system. It's just the timing for the release.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely tied together in terms of the way that they're going to interface with each other. But in terms of the actual OS, it's merely a timing.
It's an exciting time to be a Macintosh person because they've stepped into the world of Lion. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?